It's Port Huron's only local morning talk show. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM. Can't take
my eyes off. Just too good to be true, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Boy, phone scams are running rampant. I feel like my phone rings all the time, and it's either a pre-recording or something where they're, I can usually tell right off the bat it's not on the up and up.
Right, and they target everybody,
yeah.
But it's especially appalling when they target the elderly and older people.
Yeah.
So our department, they attend meetings once a month, thumb investigators meeting, and mm-hmm. they attend with other departments, and Blue Cross Blue Shield actually has a representative there. So Jerry Hall, he's a retired detective, not with our department, but from another agency, and he said a current issue that they're dealing with are phone calls they're soliciting for health care, and trying to sell medical supplies to elderly for chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, can you put this information out to the community? So I said, great radio topic.
Yep,
that
there
makes
you go.
It easy.
let's talk about it.
Right.
Then.
Right. So when I started looking at it a little bit, I got on a website, National Council on Aging, and they say the top 10 financial scams that target seniors, and this is one of them, but I thought, let's mention all of them or try to get through them here a little bit. And some techniques to prevent becoming a victim of this.
Okay, well, let's go through the list.
So Medicare and health insurance scams, what they're doing, they pose as Medicare reps, and what they're trying to do is gather your personal information from you to use to access accounts and things like that, open accounts in your name. Counterfeit and prescription drugs, this is one of the things he was talking about. So they sell them on the internet, and these are things, they won't actually help your medical condition, they can actually cause you harm. Funeral and cemetery scams. So somebody sees obituaries, they call and say, hey, did you know your deceased beloved family member had a lot of outstanding debt and now you need to pay us? And there are some people that actually overcharge for services too. So that's a concern.
Yeah.
Anti-aging products. We all want to look better, right?
Right.
We don't want to admit we're getting older. So fake Botox, things like that. And some of these things, again, like the counterfeit drugs, can actually hurt you if you use them. The telemarketing and phone scams, like you said, it's constant. You know, hey, I'm a Nigerian prince. I have this fortune that's going to be coming up to me. But if you would help me pay to get the paperwork done for it and things like that. So they make these requests or transfer money to this account. Internet fraud, they're always phishing. You know, sending emails out. We're just looking for personal information, and again, that they can use to open accounts and things like that in your name. Investment scams. There's pyramid schemes. How do we collect inheritance money? Things like that. Something. It's not criminal, but homeowner reverse mortgage. So they kind of say, "Hey, you need money, and we can help you out." You know, and I know you see a lot of advertisements for it. You know, and I sat one time when my ma considered this, and to me, you know, talk about too good to be true. It's just like,
exactly.
My house that's paid off, I'm going to kind of sell it to you and you're going to give me some money. But there's a lot of stipulations. Yeah. So there's going to be other costs, you know, repairs, closing costs that could affect you, things like that. So it just, and the responsibilities you still have because you're still really the homeowner. Sweepstakes and lotteries. You know, send me some money, then we'll send you the prize money, which is bigger. And then this is one, grandparent scams. So people call and they confuse somebody. They call older people, mm-hmm. and it might be later at night, and they say, it's your grandson, Billy, and I'm in jail and I need bond money. Just send it to the Western Union. Or, hey, I broke down. I need money for car repairs. I need money. I'm stranded in San Francisco, and can you send me the money for the flight?
That's an email scam too. I've seen email from somebody saying, "Oh, I'm vacationing overseas, and I need money."
And people do it, and it's confusing, and they catch you. So there is assistance for things like this. Always, contact local law enforcement. Contact the Adult Protective Service in your area. And there's a thing called Elder Care Locator, and I found it on this website. And this will help you to get assistance, too. And I'm going to give the number quick, 1-800-677-1116. And then some prevention tips real quick. shred your documents. It's always just a good idea for everybody. Anything with account numbers, any personal information, shred them when you're done with it. Stay involved. So stay involved with your kids. And this is for your kids and your family. Stay involved with your parents and grandparents, because be aware what's happening with their accounts. A friend here locally had some in-house health care, right? So some of the checks are legitimate. He's giving them to do some grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. But what they're also going, well, I'm going to take a little extra money. And they're writing checks. And maybe he misses those checks until maybe someone goes, we just lost $20,000 or $30,000 out of an account. So if you stay involved and monitor constantly, you can watch for that. So the family should help with that. And just refuse to do business over the phone. When these people call and ask, say, I don't do business over the phone, I don't make donations over the phone, send me something in the mail. And, you know, if it's legitimate, they will. If it's not, they might send it anyways, but you have time to process it if it's in the mail.
And that's right.
Run it through the shredder.
And the bank and the IRS and in Medicare, they're not going to call and ask for your personal account information or Social Security number. It just doesn't happen. So if anybody's asking you for that, it's not a legitimate call.
Right. And we've talked about that where the IRS calls and says, hey, you know, local law enforcement will be arresting you if you don't send this money in the next week or get a hold of us. Yeah. And that's a scam.
It's not the way it works. Good stuff to be on guard for, Doug. And again, if it sounds too good to be true or if it just doesn't quite pass the smell test, it's probably not legit.
Right. Always trust your instincts.
Yep.
Or get a second opinion.
Or get a second opinion.
Right.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Doug, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM at 927 now.